We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about all the rain that's accumulated from the winter storms that keep pummeling California, and it may be pulling us out of this years-long drought. Two-thirds of the state is now drought-free, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Just 8% of California is still in severe drought. Today, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that he is ending some water restrictions today, but he also warned the drought is not over. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Felicia Marcus, a former chair of the California Water Resources Control Board and a visiting fellow at Stanford University's Water in the West program. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let me just ask you simply, why isn't the drought over?
Well, drought is a construct we use that has a lot of variables to it, but the reason why it's hard for us to drop the drought world is that we're in a huge groundwater deficit because of all the overpumping over the years and because of the repeated droughts that we've had in the course of the last decade. And so it's hard to just say everything is fine. You also have some communities, again, rain and snow don't fall all uniformly around California, who still need a lot of help. And a drought declaration gives the government the ability to do some emergency contracting and other things that are essential to help people who are out of water. And so it's always a little bit more nuanced and complex to come out of it. And I think the mix that the governor came out with today is completely appropriate given the massive snowpack we have and the rain that we've had, which is easing up where we can without saying go back to normal, because we can never go back to normal in California.
Yeah, well, talk about the troubles in trying to put restrictions on people when they see all of this rain, they hear that still happening, and then if you pull it away, trying to go back to it. I mean, it's such a delicate balance with making us follow those restrictions, right?
Well, it's true, but I mean, my experience from the last drought, the drought where I was in the state board, is that the public is really quite good if you share enough information with them, and that's something that I think water agencies and the state and others need to be more comfortable with. People aren't stupid. People actually want to be a part of a community, but you have to do a lot to get the information out there that helps make it easier for them to do it. I think in the last drought, when we called for the mandatory 25% restrictions, the public really rose to the occasion and saved 24, and then even with the rain that punctuated the time between that drought and the one we're just coming out of, they held two-thirds of it, because once folks learn that they don't need to spend as much water on their lawns, they've learned it. And I tend to think people do want to be responsible, but it does require some repeat education and just sharing of data as opposed to holding it close. So we are in a world that people have called weather whiplash or a roller coaster, and welcome to the era of climate change. I mean, we've always had the most variable hydrology in the country, and climate change is just going to exacerbate that. So we need to figure out how to be more efficient all the time with our water, sock it away underground in particular, so we have it during those more frequent and drier dries that we know we're going to have. So it is a tough messaging challenge.
All right. That's all we have time for. Thanks so much. That is Felicia Marcus, former chair of California Water Resources Control Board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.